I'm Antonia Gonzalez with National Native News. In today's headlines, an Alaska tribe is launching an interactive language learning app, and a tribal college in California receives state funds in efforts to help get federally authorized. These stories and more today on National Native News. This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. The Dena'ina people have lived on Alaska's Kenai Peninsula for thousands of years. Their indigenous language is not spoken as widely as it once was. That's why the Kenaitse Indian tribe is launching an interactive language learning software to help people learn Dena'ina words and phrases. As KDLL's Hunter Morrison reports, app developers say the language tool is key to preserving the health of the indigenous community. Officials and students at California Indian Nations College joined tribal leaders and lawmakers Friday in Palm Springs to celebrate a $10 million state investment in the school and its efforts for it to become the only federally accredited tribal college in the state. Celeste Townsend, president and CEO of the college, says tribal colleges and universities uplift their communities, honor cultural knowledge, and foster student success. California Indian Nations College is a two-year college located in Palm Desert. Native American lawmaker James Ramos advocated for the state funding. President Trump is threatening to hold up a stadium deal for the Washington football team over its name, the Associated Press reports. Trump posted on his social media site Sunday saying he wants the NFL team to restore its former R-word team name. He also wants the professional Cleveland baseball team to restore its former name. Native groups, including the National Congress of American Indians, have long advocated for the end of the use of Indian mascots and logos in sports. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.